The Gemara Daf Kuf and Tassamad Alf brings on this Maisa with Isser Giura that happily traced Alf Aziza Bey Rava and Rav Mari Berei, Rav Mari Yisan, Harasa Shal Vigdusha, Vidasa Vigdusha Havai. But Bey Rav Havan, he was by the Beis Medrash. So the question is, Rava said, Lachar, there's no way to be Makna, the Rav Mari could be Makna this money because he'd be Arusha by Arusha, by Matana. It's also not going to work, can't work by Khalifin. And Mamma Chalishan, he wasn't going to allow it to work. And basically, Rabbi was saying that he should be able to keep it. So then the Gemara asked, Master Avika Beder Avami Amai Veloidi Isser Dhan Zuzi Damari. You know, why can't Isser be Maida that these Zuzi belong to Rav Mari and he can be Makne Bodhisa? And in the meantime, the Gemara says that that happened. He made an Adisa, and therefore Rav Mari got the money and Rabbi lost the money. So Gemara says, Ikbid Rava, Rava is upset, Amakamagami Tanasal Inshi Mapsadali, people, though you're teaching him Tainas to do it, to be Mapsad the money away from me, and he was upset about it. And this Maisa about it needs beer, how could it be that Rava was trying to take money that he didn't really deserve, even though he took it out Pidin, it was mutter for him to take it. It would have been mutter for him to take it if there was no way to be Machnet from Isser to Amari, but at the end of the day, it's not his money. Why was he Kiviyachol being Chaimed Mammon, which is not his, and why was he upset that people were mafsed him the opportunity to get that money? And the Chazanish says a very sadistic hazard over here that he brings rayas. First of all, the Rav was a person who was Isaac B'tzarchi Tzibur, who was involved with helping out the Tzibur, and he needed money for that, like the Gemara says in Tainus and Daf Chaf. And he says, Mistama, this money over here wasn't for Rav personally, but he needed it for his Tzarchi Tzibur, and that was his heter to take it, even though it wasn't his money, but he was taking it up. He didn't, but he was doing extra ishtadlius to take this money because it was a Talis Arabim. And he says, even Rav Mari was a makbid because he knew that that's where Rav was taking it. And Rav Mari himself was comfortable with Mezunaisa Mitzuyas, like Gemara says in Bamitzi and Dafa and Gimel. So he wasn't really a makbid if Rav would take it. So Rav felt up. He didn't. With Tzarech Mitzvah, he should take it. And that's why he was upset when somebody took away the opportunity for him to get it. And the Chazanish explains that Rav Mari himself was a makbid because he was a Talmud Chacham and he knew that Rav's Kavana was a Shem Shemayim. And lefi this, he's Miyashiv, the Kasha, the Rashash. Rashash asks the Kasha, why does one need to say over here about Rav Mari, the Bei Rav Havi, who's by the Beis Medrash? He says the Rash doesn't have that in his Gemara. L'chor, it's not being nice of anything to this story. Why is it important to know the Bei Rav Havi? So it's like the Chazanish, that the only way Rav was able to do this is because Bei Rav Hava, because he was by the Beis Medrash, and he understood what he's doing. Otherwise, it would have been a Chil Hashem. And even though he means Hashem Shemaim, but Be'enei Hedyot, Kenayta Acher Abetzah, would look like he's being Kenayta Acher Abetzah. But being that it was Bei Rav Hava, being that it was a Talmud Chacham, and he knew the Maaseh of Hashem Shemaim, he was a Makbid, and therefore Rav was able to do it. So the only way he's able to come up with this whole Eitzah is only because he was in the Beis Medrash, and he understood, and he knew that Rav Mari wouldn't be Chayshed him of being Kenayta Acher Abetzah. But if not, it would have been Aser. And that is the bottom line, why he was mutter for Rava to do this.